Father God, we ask you in these days to give us courage. Help us to draw closer to your Son and to inspire us with lives that are marked with integrity and authenticity, that lead others closer to you as well, whom we encounter. Fill us with a great love and compassion for all people, especially those with pressing needs and difficulties. We ask this in Jesus the Lord. Amen. I have found myself in recent days needing to pray more often. I've experienced edginess, sometimes an ugliness. And people who are not edgy or ugly by nature, but there's an emotional fervor that seems to have gotten the best of some. And I find that I have to make more of a concerted effort to pray, for me to give witness to Christ, not witness to myself, but to Christ. And to see Christ in those whom I encounter, especially the ones that are just difficult and maybe coming at me a little bit. And it's not me, but the church herself finds herself the object of scorn and ridicule and persecution. In the gospel, for several weeks in a row, Jesus has been doing these amazing things. First, he's teaching and he's telling these marvelous short little stories, parables that illustrate lessons of the presence and the power of the kingdom of God. They are inspiring and they help to heighten anticipation. Yes, I want to experience this kingdom of God exactly as you've taught us, Lord, by the seeds that are cast, and it just grows. By the smallest of seeds that becomes the largest of plants teeming with life. Yes, I want that to be my life and my daily experience. And then he calms the forces of nature in a violent sea squall. And then he proceeds to demonstrate the reality of God's kingdom with miracles, casting out those who are oppressed by evil forces, curing the sick. And all of this is leading to a great homecoming. The episode today that we have in the 6th chapter of Mark is Jesus' homecoming. And all of these words and actions are happening in his own locality. So we would expect this is going to be a raucous homecoming. This is going to be like the 4th of July. Because their very own, who has been saying and doing these astonishing things with the authority of God, is coming back to be with us. And though it starts off favorably, it spirals into ugliness very quickly. Jealousy, envy, insecurity, whatever the emotions are and the intentions are, they manifest themselves in an ugly way. It's just a reminder to me that before I dare talk about Jesus as the way, the truth, and the life, I've got to know him that way. Not know about him as the way, the truth, and the life, but to know him as the way and the truth and the life. Seems that in these recent days, the opportunity before us is to pause and to ponder, what does it really mean to be a Christian? What does it really mean to be a follower of Christ? What does it really mean to be a member of the church that he established, his church? Are we disciples of Jesus or are we not? Are we fans or are we followers? Do we believe a few of the Christian teachings, the ones that are particularly comfortable and convenient, or are we struggling to try to make sense of them all? Dare we really put Jesus first, or don't we? Are we convinced that the gospel is really something more
or not?
Are we convinced that the gospel itself is a better way of life, not a different way?
Friends, the times are going to get very hard for the followers of Jesus in this country. For those who really want to put Christ first in their daily living. And we're going to suffer in some new ways. The call of Christ for sure is not for the faint-hearted. And for some of us, we may be upon the very first time that we've ever experienced the cost of discipleship. Oh, there's a cost to being a disciple, but many of us have been blessed with consolations for most, if not all, of our lives, and we haven't really been pressed upon by the weight of the cross. Others of you already know how crushing the weight of the cross can be. In the days ahead, the temptations are going to be to flee, to cut bait, to blend in with crowds that are not necessarily Christian. Just like the gospel. Jeering, sneering, sarcastic quips, cynical utterances, ugly words, nasty personal attacks. You know, and everything, and all of it, and the difficulties, and the challenges, and the name-calling, and the slander, and the cruelty. You know what Christians do? They love. They dare to love. The love of the Lord, with all of their heart, with all of their mind, with all of their soul, they're seeking that, imperfect as we are. And love of neighbor as self, especially neighbor who presents themselves in some kind of distress, physical, emotional, or spiritual. That's what Christians do. It's love that compels us to proclaim the gospel. Not wanting to sock it to them. Not wanting to just have the final word. But it's love that compels us to speak the truth because it's true. In season and out of season. When it's welcome, when it's unwelcome, when it's convenient, when it's inconvenient. What does it really mean to be a Christian? What does it really mean to be a member of the Church of Christ? And I was reflecting on this and I thought, there's a time in the life of the church where that question is placed directly before people at baptism. What do the parents and the godparents say at baptism? I had to go back, I didn't have it memorized. This is what the priest or deacon says to the parents and godparents, and this is what the godparents and parents affirm. That is, they stand up straight and they say, yes, on your part, you must make it your constant care to bring your child up in the practice of the faith, in the practice of it, in the living of it, and the loving. That's an imitation of Christ. See that the divine life which God gives to your child is kept safe from the poison of sin, to grow always stronger in their heart. When it's an adult who enters into the church, the adult on the Easter Vigil stands before the entire church and, get this, says out loud the following. I believe and profess all that the Holy Catholic Church believes, teaches, and proclaims to be revealed by God. That's what it means to be a member of the Church of Christ. That's what it means to be an intentional disciple. Hard? Oh, yeah, you better believe it's hard. But I'm telling you, it's worth every single effort.